Sir, would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, sir. Patrick Nash, 112078.
Mr. Nash, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the four allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on June the 6th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense if you so desired. We don't see one in the room. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
You cannot see us because we're doing this by telephone, but there are four board members participating in your hearing this morning, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair, and we also have in the room with us today the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Nash and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, sir. Let me just ask one question, and this is not trying to influence you one way or the other, but based on information that we have at the moment, you are scheduled to, if you kill your number, you're going to be out on July the 15th of this year, which is about 25 days or so. Do you wish to continue with this hearing?
Yes, sir.
You wish to continue? Okay, sir. We will move forward with the hearing at this time, sir. Okay, Mr. Nash, as I indicated, you have four allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether each is true or false.
Yes, sir.
The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7. As demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 12, 2018, per the TAS lab report dated March 14, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of opiates on or about March 12, 2018, per the TAS lab report dated March 14, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on March 26, 2018, as directed per Arizona Condition of Supervision signed on March 12, 2018. You are actually avoiding supervision as of March 24, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to complete Behavior System Southwest Residential Treatment Program on or about March 24, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Nash, as well as information contained in warrant number 2018-W0878, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion
agreed.
By myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Now, sir, we are going to prepare to go into the second phase of your hearing. The second phase, we will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. We're going to begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive that information, then we want to come back and talk to you and before the board makes its decision. So at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet as Mr. Turner will give us some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Nash was released from ADC custody on 12-26-2017 and arrested on 5-15-2018 by Yuma PD. No new charges noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5-15-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 7-15-2018 with 52 absconded days. Current conviction, 2016. Narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1994. Shock incarceration, 1 year, 15 months. 1994, shock incarceration, 3 years, 29 days. Or 3 months, 29 days. 1994, burglary third degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1995, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 1998, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. 1999, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2002, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2002, misconduct involving weapons, 3 years. 2006, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2011, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2012, aggravated assault, 3 years. Need to make a correction, the very first one, 1994, I said 1 year, correct?
You said 1 year, 15 months.
It's 1 month, 15 days.
1 month, 15 days.
1 month, 15 days, okay.
This is his seventh term in ADC. He has a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. He's a self-admitted member of the criminal street gang Sereños out of Yuma. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2001, TIS release, absconded for 129 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2004, TIS release, absconded, 84 days, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2007, TIS release, he was arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2014, TIS release, completed 5 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, drugs, theft, possession of contraband, and assault with weapon noting. Other arrest, 1998, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1989, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1991, theft of vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention. 1993, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 1993, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2006, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2007, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, burglary third degree, Arizona felony conviction, probation. He has a GB score of G7, B9. At the time of police contact, PD responded to an overdose call subject taken to local hospital. On 5/22/18, the offender was found guilty of a disciplinary for fighting. On 6/13/2018, which is pending, had a disciplinary for a positive UA test for opiates.
So that one is pending?
That one is pending.
Okay, so, well, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. Okay, we are back to you, Mr. Nash. Based on the information that we have, your placement, where you were to reside, was with your mother, and that would have been in Yuma. Did you remain with your at your mother's residence all while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir. Until they sent me to Tucson to BSS, Behavioral System Services, for a drug treatment program, and I was ready to go to a drug treatment program, but when I got there, it wasn't a real drug treatment program, it was like a halfway house, and then I told them, I need help, like, I need real help, I'm addicted, I got heroin in my system, I can't do this by myself, I smoke meth, and I need help with this heroin and stuff, like, coming off of it, and so I left, and I came down to Yuma, and was back at, trying to get into the, Crossroads Mission, the detox program, and then the 120-day program. Well, since they put a warrant out for my arrest, I didn't go, but they got a bed for me. Right now, they ain't going to hold it much longer, but it's for the detox for 14 days, which I don't need now because I've been here, and then the 120-day program, they have a bed space for me, so I can go into the rehab.
That's at Crossroads Mission and in the Yuma. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They ain't going to hold the bed much longer. By next month on the 15th, I ain't going to have no bed space. I ain't gonna be able to get into the program for another like month or so, and that like I need to go to that program. I need help with my drugs. That's all my crimes and stuff. They're all bad. I'm not justifying none of them, but they're all behind drugs. They're all like I don't know no other way but to like you know I'm an addict.
Now, in the past, have you had any counseling, any programming to help you with your drug situation, sir?
Yeah, and I went through Crossroads Mission once, and I completed it and graduated, but I went through it like half-assed, excuse my language. I went through it half-assed, and like just, you know, I didn't pay attention, I didn't learn nothing. But that was like in 08, 09. I'm older now, and I got my kids are older, and it's just different. Like now, like they say, I have a dirty analysis pending, but that's from when I came in. I was dirty. I OD'd on the 15th of last month, and then when I got here, and they bring me and put me in Dakota Detention Unit, they asked me for a UA when I came off the streets, and they gave me a UA, and they were, well, it was obviously dirty because I just OD'd that day. It's not like I was in here and they gave me UA and then I was dirty. I've been clean since I've been in here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know
what's
about
been,
that.
Over the years, what's been your drug of choice? So I know, you know, you've been doing heroin, you've been doing methamphetamine, you've been doing THC. So which one was your drug of choice, sir?
Heroin and meth. Okay. It's hard, man. It's hard. I need guidance on the streets. Like something. I want to go into this program. It's a 120-day program. I want to go into it.
Okay, sir. Now, did you while you were out, did you find any employment, or you were just out?
When I left from Tucson, I came down, and the first thing I did was try to get a bed space in the Crossroads Mission, and it took a couple of weeks, and then they finally said yes. And then I was waiting, and then like I called my parole officer and everything, had him call the parole office, and they said, no, well, if you go in there, we're still going to serve the warrant on you and just pick you up. And so, they, you know what I mean, I just stayed out and waited, and I OD'd, and then came to prison, but they still got a bed space for me, like I said, but they're not going to hold it much longer.
How long were you OD'd, sir? How long were you in? A day or hour? How long were you in that situation, sir?
I OD'd on the 15th, the morning of the 15th, and then they just took me to the hospital, and then they bring me here at like 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, or 6 o'clock that evening, I think. They bring me to DOC.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to yield to other board members at this time to see if they may have some questions for you. Board members, any questions for Mr. Nash? I don't see any questions coming from board members at this time, Mr. Nash. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Just thank you for your time, and like I said, I'm just trying to get in. I want to get into this program. It's a 120-day drug treatment program, and I think it's going to help me. I've been through it before, but like I said, didn't take all my attention, but now I'm ready to give it all my attention and give it the full, you know, I need help. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. So if you will remain quiet, stay on the phone, because we operate under the open meeting law, as I'm sure you're familiar with that whole process, sir. Okay, the board is now in discussion. This is a very unfortunate situation with Mr. Nash. With his drug situation, which as he admits himself, that over the years this has really been has resulted in his being a part of the criminal justice system here in Arizona, because he's just been continuously using drugs. He has been given some opportunities to deal with that problem. Apparently, the one back in 08 just didn't work. He went there at Crossroads, according to him, and that just didn't, he didn't take it serious. I think that's what he admitted himself. He just didn't take it serious. He feels now that he's ready to take it serious. Just as one board member, and I do not speak on behalf of the board, I am not quite convinced as well as he is, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Board members. I don't see any discussion by board members, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, see where it goes. My motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W0878. As well as testimony coming from Mr. Nash, as testimony coming from Mr. Turner, representing the Department of Correction, and my motion, and based upon the fact that he only has about 25 days left, I think it would be in his best interest to complete. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Corrales and the Honorable Mr. Neal, and sir, your community supervision has been revoked. I know you said that you won't have, that the program may not be available where you were at Crossroads, but work with your CO3 and see if they can help you. We'll be ready to go in that program since you are scheduled to be out on July 15th of this year. So this will end your hearing. Please put the CO3 back on the form, sir.
Okay, thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you, and you too.